Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Here we are, Australia. Thursday afternoon. They are back in the granny flat. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Hello.
Do you call it Thursday afternoon, or are you a bit exciting like I and some other Australians are, and we call it Friday Eve?
No. who else
Hang
does
on.
That?
The rest of Australia haven't finished laughing.
While you laugh. I'm going to tell you what's coming up on the show today.
Oh, gosh, we're funny people.
Apparently, you've got a little chat you want to do about honey cement.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Stay tuned.
Yep. You are going to do a maths challenge with my 11-year-old.
Yes.
Because he is very good at maths.
Not
and
very
you
intelligent.
Suck.
And I like an easy win.
But no, you think you're pretty good at maths.
I'm a genius.
So we're going to see who's better, the 11-year-old or the 34-year-old?
No, are we being truthful or lying?
Yes, truthful.
27. happy Friday Eve.
That's all coming up on Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, live across Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Donda has
nervous.
Said, hey, do you trust me to talk? And we stupidly said yes. And now you said just before we come back on air, my heart's racing.
I'm really nervous.
Okay. Why?
It's the first time I've had my own break to
yes.
run with you guys.
You're
quitting,
be good.
You're quitting on air, aren't you? This always happens.
She's pregnant or she's quitting? Which one is it?
Both. Just kidding. I've had the best idea I've ever had as a producer, and I want you to come with me on this ride.
Okay.
Yeah, your bar's pretty low, so this is good.
Oh, that hurts. I now know what it's like to be Carrie. Are you both familiar with the TV phenomenon Game of Thrones?
Yes, but I didn't even make it to the red wedding part. That's how far back I am.
I'm season 6.
Okay.
I'm still in season 1.
Okay, good. Well,
I love
I'm going to spoil something for...
Oh.
For you guys, but you're way behind,
okay.
And it's taken a year off.
No, but there's so many people that are still catching up.
Well, I really can't do this spot without
spoiling
talking
it.
About
why,
something.
Why would you spoil what is the biggest show in the world right
but
now?
But do you think
because
there's a time in which
has...
you should have seen it, and if not, people can talk about it?
Literally,
but the time is now. What are people like me are catching up now? I'm on season 6. I've only got a season to go to catch up.
Yeah, but she's not going to destroy season 7.
You just
she's
said
talking
you
about
something
way back, aren't you?
I'm talking about something that was in the last season that aired, which
aired a year ago.
Of
this.
Oh, I don't know. That's a bit risky.
It's the biggest show in the world, and we're just about to start the final season of it.
I can either explain the reason I brought up what I want you to do, or I can just make you do it for no reason.
Well, what are we doing?
Let's have this discussion off air. Let's go. Can we go to a song, and can we have this discussion, and then can we come back and we'll do the thing, whatever it is.
We can do that if I get a commitment from you.
You
right
tell me
now,
what the spoiler is off air,
yes.
And we'll come back.
Are you going to do what I ask you to do?
The
sure.
only disclaimer I'm going to put in there is earlier in the week I saw a phrase written down on a rundown.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
And
that's
if that's what it is, then I'm saying no.
Find out what that is next.
All right. We'll
good
find
radio?
Out. It's Gary and Tommy right around Australia.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you've just joined in, our producer Sonda is just madly trying to lose listeners. The biggest show the world has ever seen, Game of Thrones, is just about to come back for its final season.
Yes.
And you are about to give something away from last season in case people haven't
Which
caught up.
Aired in 2017.
I'm up to
if
season
six. If you haven't seen it now...
You're madly trying to catch up like I am now.
You've had a year and a half to get up to speed before
okay,
the episode
here's the deal.
Premieres on
I've got
Monday.
The deal for you. If we lose listeners when you say this
and our ratings
go down, you lose your job.
Oh,
great.
Yeah. Please don't go.
Well, we can do the thing without the context.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Okay,
here we go. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you context but not reveal any plot bits.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Two characters from Game of Thrones kiss.
Mm-hmm.
For ages, they were just mates and they were really, really good friends on the show, but then something happens in the show where they find themselves kissing.
Oh, my God, it's Ned Stark and one of the dragons.
Which made me think... How awkward is it to kiss someone who's just your friend where there's no
chemistry?
Mate, we're
not kissing. Is that what... Is this what all the... What is this? Your secret little, like, thing that you've been wanting to think about at night?
Yeah. I've been lying awake thinking about this, saying...
Pervy weirdo.
Isn't
it?
So saying two mates who are mates and you've been friends for how many years?
Mate, we're not kissing.
I know other radio hosts who've done it. Our good friend Fiki Box and Jules Lund kissed.
I think...
Great. great content, guys.
Hey, I've got an idea. Yep. So my partner Chris is just in the house up there.
Yeah.
Why don't you get him down and he can answer the question for you?
Okay.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say.
Yes.
Shall I go get Chris?
Go can for you. Some I think he'll answer for you. Yeah.
Why is Sonda so weird?
I don't know.
But also, you know what I want to know? I want to know what's going through her head when she's lying in bed and what other thoughts has she had if she thinks this is an acceptable one to bring?
Like that's if she's why like, we don't maybe, let her speak very often.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll make him pash. Like what other ideas has she had? That
what
she thought,
I'm intrigued about is the entire team knew of this break and none of you felt to go, I don't know about that, Belle.
I've got an idea. I've got an idea. Hang on, Belle. I've got an idea that'll have us covered.
Why don't we say we just did it?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Oh, guys, hang on. She's coming back. She's coming back.
Just to really, really irritate you.
Yes.
We did it, but you weren't here.
We did it, but you weren't here.
No, you didn't.
We did.
Ask Dave.
Ask Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, they had a hot smooch.
No, they didn't.
You did. Go watch the tape.
Did you know this is a stitch up?
It wasn't. How long would you say it was, Dave?
I wasn't counting. It wasn't long, but it was.
No, we didn't want to linger. It was weird.
How was it, guys?
It was odd. I should have asked before whether Chris said it was okay.
Well, he's a great dad. He's taking the kids to the park.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What have you got for us, Biggers?
What have we got?
Carrie Ray. That's what it says on my sheet.
Oh, no, up next.
Yeah.
I want you to cast your mind back.
Now.
Oh, no, now. Yeah. Oh, I thought we were in the tease break.
No. Dave did that.
Sorry, I was looking at your photo.
It's okay.
Have we already done that?
Yeah.
Okay, now I need my pieces of paper. Okay. Okay, let's go back to the 60s.
Okay.
Do we have anything that could take us back to the 60s, music-wise? What was happening in the 60s?
These were some big hits.
Bit of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, we've got some Hey Jude.
Oh, that's a bit depressing. Don't make
it back. This was also from around there.
Okay, that's better. Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that
okay,
sets cool. the scene. Okay, so a friend sent me the other day, postpartum.
You know what else set the scene?
What?
The 60s. Just saying.
No, sometimes you need music to take you there. Music's very
That's
powerful,
true.
Okay?
That's true.
My friend sent me postpartum instructions from 1968, which
I don't
means
know. Okay.
The instructions given to you in hospital when you've just had your baby, and you don't really get instructions anymore, but this is what new mums used to get to tell them what and how they would need to look after their baby in their during their hospital stay.
Is that what birth's called? Partum?
Postpartum, yes.
Oh, because your legs, you partum.
Perhaps. Right. I'd never thought about that. Post-parting of the legs.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very good. Very funny. Anyway, so back in the day when you're in a hospital in the 60s,
yes.
right, you'd often stay for 10 days. Like they get you out sometimes in the public system within 24 hours now.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
10 days you got to lay up in hospital,
yep.
which is really good because it gave you time to get, you know, into breastfeeding. You didn't have to come home to other kids. I think if we went back to that, it would save a lot of new mums a whole lot of anxiety and, you know, trips back to hospital because they're not coping.
Right. I imagine also the trauma was worse. Right, because
do you think the delivery,
like all the technology around the anesthesia and stuff. So I imagine your body's trauma would probably be a lot worse.
I wonder if it really is, or whether the trauma of getting a baby out of your vagina is just as bad now as it was then.
I don't know.
Anyway, so the first thing it says is babies are on display at the nursery window from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. and 7 till 7:45 p.m. Please do not ask to see your baby at any other time.
Oh, wow, you have to visit them like the meerkat enclosure.
You do, you have to look at them. Then it says the baby will come to the mother for feeding between 9 and 10.
Well, it won't. There's one thing I know about newborns, notoriously lazy. Someone's going to have to bring it.
1 and 2, 5 and 6:30 and 9 and 10.
So you only get to
see, wow. So the baby's brought to you to feed on a 3 to 4 hourly rotation.
What's it doing?
No visitors are allowed on the floor during feeding time, including the father. So dad can't be there while you're feeding the baby.
Do you reckon dad's got a problem with that?
No, I mean, dad's used to not even be there at the birth.
Do you reckon dad made the rules?
Remember dad used to be at the pub and would get the call to say you've had your fifth child?
Oh, that's good. Another reason for a drink.
Yeah, woo!
We're celebrating. Next round's on
then
me.
Then it goes on, good stuff, don't smoke while the baby is in the room. Don't allow visitors to sit on your bed because the bed linen needs to be kept clean for the baby. Then it tells you specifically how many minutes you're allowed to nurse your baby for each day. 5 minutes on the first day, 7 minutes on the second and third day, 10 minutes on the fourth and fifth day.
Does nursing mean on
feeding,
the teat?
Yep. Okay. Because any longer and you'll get cracked nipples, right?
Wow, they're looking after your nips in the 60s?
This is a bit I thought was interesting. Do not eat chocolate,
raw apple, cabbage, nuts, strawberries.
Don't eat those things.
Do not eat these things.
It was do not eat. That was the instruction. No. And then you just started listing foods. And I thought that's really harsh for someone who just told you.
Don't eat cherries, onions, or green coconut cake, whatever that is.
Wow, yeah. I'm mad for a bit of green coconut cake.
I mean, that's all you want when you've given birth. But I thought it's interesting, right?
Yes.
Because when you've just had a baby, you have 50 million different people tell you 50 million different things in hospital, depending on what nurse is on duty.
Right.
You've read, these days, you've read 4 different books that all have different methods.
Yep.
And I was thinking when I first read this, oh, my God, that's outrageous. And then I thought, perhaps just being told what you had to do would make the whole thing a lot easier.
Right.
Just no guessing anymore. No second guessing anything. You just read this and go, all right, then hand the baby back. They'll rock it to sleep and you can have a good night's sleep.
Because I have been keeping this a secret from you for a long time, me and all the team have, but I think now it's time we finally unveil it. For the last couple of years, we have been working on a time machine and we didn't know when to present it to, but we think now's the time.
Now.
We can go back to the 60s and hear some of this more classic music like this. That'll just be blaring it.
I mean, I have finished having children. I'm not having any more.
Okay, wheel the time machine back away. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Oh, it's the showdown that we've all been waiting for.
I didn't even know this was happening today. This has caught me a bit by surprise.
Yeah, I've been bragging about my mathematical genius abilities for quite some time, and you've all been very dismissive.
Including your opponent who's sitting next to you, who also was pretty dismissive of your abilities.
Yes. Young Ollie, how are you today?
Good.
Young Ollie being my son, who's 11.
And Ollie, you reckon you're pretty good at maths?
Yes.
Do you reckon you're better than me at maths?
Of course.
Okay. Do you think I'll be very good at maths?
Never.
Okay.
Not talking so tough now, are you, mate?
I just reckon, I'm trying to weigh up in my mind, am I okay with making an 11-year-old look like an idiot on national
mate,
radio?
This kid's so smart.
Yeah,
You just try your hardest, okay?
To me?
Yes.
Because I will. So, Ollie, Carrie's going to read his questions,
okay.
And we buzz in with our name.
Okay.
Do you want to test your buzzer?
Yeah.
Have a go.
Ollie.
Yep, that's working. Tommy. Yep, mine's good.
Do you reckon you should just come in with the answer so you don't have to think about your name and the answer?
Oh, okay.
Because you can tell that your voices are different.
I will let the losing. Would you? You'd like that? Okay.
So this is Are You Smarter Than a Sixth Grader is what we're doing here.
Ooh.
Do we have an opener or anything? Have you got something fun?
Something fun.
2 + 2 = 4 - 1, that's 3, quick maths.
That's what we're doing.
That is quick maths. That is quick maths. Was that Skepta
or Storm?
Is that
quick maths or quit maths?
No, I don't know. I'll decide which one I'm doing after this.
All right, you ready to go? Do we have a ding? Oh, you don't have the answers in front of you, do you, Dave?
Oh, but I'm good.
Okay. You're going to guess them too. Okay, ready to go.
Oh, God.
Question one.
Oh, are you nervous?
Stop it.
I'm in his head.
Talk.
I'm in his head already.
Question one. 2 × 10.
20.
20.
Oh, you're going to have to be quicker than that.
Oh, are you nervous now?
Okay.
Don't try and look over at Carrie's sheet.
And I'm just going to say one little thing. It's just a game, you two.
Can tell by the fact that my hands are clenched on the desk.
No tears at the end from either of you, okay? It's just a game. Question two. 4 × 9.
36.
36.
Yes. Good one. Oh.
Nice one, Ollie.
Or did I let you win that one? So then
question
the game
three.
More interesting.
8 × 11.
88.
Ooh.
I said it faster.
Okay, we're going to ignore that one.
Ooh.
It was you were
come on.
No, same.
Just because he's your son
doesn't
mean you have to favour him.
All right. Question three again. 13 × 12.
156.
Oh, it was the same again.
Yeah, okay, give us another one.
Okay.
Should we?
2 × 333.
666.
Oh.
That was correct,
I got
right?
Easy on you.
Yeah.
Were you?
Okay, so I'm going to give you one last question.
Should we make this one the winner takes all?
No. If you get this right, then it's a draw. If Tommy gets this right, Tommy wins, okay? Ready? I don't think that's the right math, actually, but we'll just go with that.
It's running in the family so far.
15 times 36. You're both scribbling away very, very fast.
Tommy's not.
Do you know it, Tommy?
No.
Gosh, this is a tough one.
He's cheating.
What's he doing?
Tommy's looking at Ollie's.
Quick, read it out, Ollie.
540.
Yeah!
Oh, okay, you know what this means? That was our time, so it works as a draw. You know what this means?
What?
Return round next week and we do a different math. Addition.
Subtraction.
Ooh.
Division.
Division. Oh, division's tough. Division.
Do hard ones.
Because guess what, Ollie? Multiplication, that's my worst one. I started going easy on you because multiplication is the one I'm worst at. You wait till we get to subtraction. I'm awesome at that. See you same time next week?
Sure.
2 + 2 = 4. Minus 1, that's 3. Quick maths.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because sometimes, well, you're off out there in the world doing stuff. Mm. Look, I'm going to say partying and ignoring your children and not at all being a busy mum. I am busy at work.
Given that I know what I was doing while you were doing this interview, wasn't so fun.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Let's ignore that bit then.
Funerals aren't that fun. No. Anyway, I'm jealous that you got to chat to these next two people because I love Miranda Tapsell.
Yes.
She is one of my favourite people.
Isn't she the best?
Oh, my gosh. And Gwilym Lee, the star of Bohemian Rhapsody, yes. One of the greatest films that's been out in the last few months.
Yes, I was lucky enough to catch up with them both to talk all things Top Hen Wedding, the new film, early this week. Miranda Tapsell and Gwilym Lee. G'day, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Tapsell, last time I called you Tapsy and I felt bad because I feel like it made us overly familiar. Did I go with the wrong nickname?
I've never called a Tapsy.
You've never called a Tapsy?
Yeah. I get called Taps.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Gwilym, this is basically a beautiful picture of Australia, this movie. Did it make you fall in love with our country?
Without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, it really did. Yeah, I mean, we went to places that no one else gets to see, actually. We were given access to parts of, like, Kakadu National Park and Catherine that, you know, not open to the public. So that was quite a privilege.
And, Gwilym, you don't feel pressured to say that you just love this country because we're currently conducting the interview in this country?
Yeah, no, I've got to get out alive. So I'm just watching my words. I love the country. I still, you know, there's still the arch rivals in all of the sports that I love. So I can't say, you know, I love everything about the country.
Yeah. You guys, obviously, it is centered around you guys getting married in the film. Has it been a happy marriage for you?
I'm so touched that you, like, thought that it's clear that we're such good actors, Gwilym.
Right. Everyone's convinced. Even your
Everyone's
husband, right?
Convinced.
And do you think your husband is an idiot for letting the role be filled by such a good-looking man?
I think he was, like, quite strategic because he, like, proposed to me before we went into production.
Oh, he's like, I got to lock her down.
So he's like, oh, wow, she's written a film about a wedding. I should probably not muck around anymore.
And you've described this film as a love letter to Australia.
Yeah.
How do you, is it kind of, what emotions go through you as you see it at film festivals all around the world? Mm. You get to see parts of the world, not only where you grew up, but kind of you identify as, you know, really uniquely Australian. It must make your heart swell.
Yes, I am. I am a very proud Larrakia Tiwi woman from the territory. You know, I grew up in Kakadu National Park on Mirre Land, and I moved when I was 18 to Sydney, and I was just a fish out of water. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And so I really wanted to show people why I'm so proud to belong to such a beautiful community.
Yeah. And those things that are up there that you describe as so beautiful, a lot of them scare the pants off me in terms of wildlife and things like
this. Right.
And I imagine for an Englishman, were you calm or were you like, there's going to be crocs everywhere, everything's going to kill me?
Yeah, it was pretty unnerving seeing on the call sheet the first day that the croc spotter was called in.
Is that a real thing or was that just a thing you did to scare the English boy?
Oh, that's, I've never even thought about it.
Look, I think there was strategy just to keep him in place,
yeah, you know, because
he was coming into my hometown and he needed to know what's what, you know what I mean? I do have pet crocodiles, actually.
Of course. No, you don't.
Home. Yeah, in my
no,
backyard.
You don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. This is one of these things you just tell a kid from the city. So I'm like, oh, my God, you're never going to believe it. Miranda Tapsell has pet crocs. Do you really?
No. Yes. I'm a good actress.
mind you, I'm pretty stupid. I think winning one over me is not the biggest achievement, but I feel like it should almost be compulsory for jerks like me who are from the city to get up and experience it, because a lot of people just don't know what they're missing out on.
And I think so. And that's what's been so beautiful about people that have seen the film so far.
Yep.
It's been really, what's been really great is everyone's just gone, why haven't I been up there? Like, yeah. that was the biggest response that I got from my, I just think, yeah, you need to go up there.
Yeah. And Gwil, I'm assuming, because Miranda's given you such a beautiful tour of our great country, I'm assuming you're going to repay the favour and...
I've been very polite during this conversation and not corrected you with the fact that I'm actually Welsh, not English. But, you know, that's like New Zealand or an Aussie or American. But I'm actually Welsh. And we have talked on numerous occasions. I've got to take you to my country and show you the beauty of my country.
Wales not just a slightly rainier version of England?
Easy.
Is it not? Is it not?
Steady. It's definitely rainy, but it's not rainy. A part of England. Definitely not.
Okay.
Wales is a very, very beautiful country.
Well, it's such a beautiful film. Congratulations to both of you. Top End Wedding, it is coming out on the 2nd of May. Make sure you do yourself a favour and go and check it out.
Thanks, Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, as you just heard, we just chatted with the gorgeous Miranda Tapsell and Gwilym Lee from Top End Wedding, and it ended on a bit of an awkward moment. If you missed it, this is what Gwilym said to me.
I've been very polite during this conversation and not corrected you with the fact that I'm actually Welsh, not English.
Mm. Now, I've been calling him English.
Right.
And the reason I've been calling him English is because my sheet said British actor. My sheet, I mean, they give us dot points of information about people, knowing that we do no extra research, except seeing the film, which is fantastic. And so...
You thought British meant that he was English?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you think
I would have come to that conclusion as well. Yes, well, 100%.
Because he goes, I said, it says here British, and he goes, yeah. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I'm Welsh.
He's from Wales.
Yeah, and I'm like, but it
says British.
And I went to point one of refused, and he goes, "You know, Wales is in part of Britain." And I said, "No, I didn't."
Right, because Britain is England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Yes, but I thought.
But when you read British, I do think you think English.
So I'm loath to use this opener because we're going to test some other people. But Dave, we're going to do a special edition of. We're not quite sure about this.
You're so dumb.
Wow. It's not me, actually. It was my sister. Her husband had just got her a brand new Apple Watch, but she was really sad she was going to have to return it because it's only 50 metres water resistant and she swims more than 2 laps.
Oh, that's amazing.
Carrie and Tommy's, how dumb are you?
What makes me laugh all the time.
Yeah, usually this is cut and dry. We bring something that we've done that's dumb and then we ask you for your dumb things.
I don't think you're being dumb here. I mean, I know you are being dumb, but I don't think it was a dumb thing to assume.
I'm honestly not sure. So I thought we could get some staff members from around the office and we'll ask them the same question.
Sure.
I don't quite know about
what
the phrasing.
Question.
Is the question...
Part of Britain? If you said someone was British, what do you think they would be?
Yes.
Where do you think they would come from? And then if they say, could be Scotland, Wales,
great.
Or if they just say England.
Great.
Yes.
They're dumb.
All right.
Great. Okay. And then we get to call them dumb.
Okay.
We have someone. Pam has just walked into the studio.
Oh, Pam's one of my faves. Hey, Pam.
Hi.
Hey, Pam.
Pam's super smart too, so she'll get this.
Just a quick question for you. If someone is British, where are they from?
I mean, any time we are live.
It's a long
pause.
It's
not a trick question.
England.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. What I thought as well.
Yes, good. So, thank you, Pam.
Yeah, that's all we need.
We've got Xavier. Yeah.
No, do you want more?
No.
Do you want to tell her that?
No,
because
That's great.
We have Xavier at the microphone.
Hi.
G'day, Zave.
Hi.
Hey, just a pretty straightforward question, Zave. If someone is British, where are they from?
Great Britain.
And what's that? What's that entail?
England, Ireland, Scotland, or Wales?
Oh, Xavier. Thank you.
Okay.
Great work. Thank you, Xavier.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. Claire is entering the studio right now.
And we should point out that these guys haven't heard what we're talking about.
No, yes.
G'day, Claire.
Hello. How are you going?
Living the dream. Hey, Claire, just a everyday question for you. If someone is British, where are they from?
Britain.
What do you mean?
England.
Interesting. Right. Okay. Interesting.
Thank you, just Claire. England?
Well, don't ask any
just
questions
because then just
she'll
England.
Think about it. Yeah. Okay.
No, that was great. It reinforced it. Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Thanks, Claire. Great stuff.
I don't think we need any more, do we?
Well, oh, we've got Kate go at the microphone ready to go.
Okay. Kate, Kate, if someone is British, where are they from?
England.
Okay.
Mate, so you're
what
not
we're
dumb.
Gonna do,
what apart from do Xavier, but Xavier is going to smarty pants.
We're going to give Xavier a promotion and we're going to sack the other three.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Kate are going to continue the drive home up next, but right now, Australia, you've still got Carrie and Tommy.
Sometimes you see a headline and it really just stops you in your tracks. Mm. How do you feel about this? The 29-year-old woman's eye had swollen shut and they were feeding off her tears.
What?
Doctors find they four were bees living in woman's eye.
Oh.
To be fair, I did read those headlines in the reverse order. Sorry.
Also, that's longer than a headline. Isn't that the first sentence of the paragraph of the...
I don't know. It's been printed out. It's hard to tell from here. I'm going to take you over to Taiwan and the Fuyin University Hospital. You might be thinking, what did this woman do to get bees in her eyes? She was participating in the Qingming Festival.
What's that?
Also called Tomb Sweeping Day. So they know how to have fun over there. And it was then...
What are they, what do you mean? Like, oh, you don't know. Don't know why I'm asking.
Yeah, it's pretty grim. They visit relatives' graves and yeah, just hang out.
Bit of fun.
Get bees in their eyes. Yeah, and the bees, they're called... I can't tell. Is sweat and sweet spelt the same?
Yes.
No. Yeah, no. Sweet is double E.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Sweat is EA. Thanks, Caitlin. Don't know why you're participating. We didn't ask for your input.
Caitlin, didn't know my mic was on.
Caitlin, I've never heard you on
playing along from the studio.
On microphone that quick. Usually we have to go, Caitlin, and then you buzz through and hit the wrong microphone. And then sweet.
I didn't know mine
you're
was
like,
on.
Finally, my specialty. Yes.
And it's not.
And it's wrong.
Like sweet.
So is it sweet or sweat?
These are sweat. These
sweat
are sweat bees. They crave salt. Oh yeah, that makes sense. And they were found in her tears. So what happened?
What?
Her eyes were hurting her, right? She went to the doctor and he looked under a microscope and saw things that looked like insect legs. Yeah. Right? And
Are they baby bees?
Under a microscope without damaging their bodies. I'd say just
without damaging the bodies.
How's this?
Maybe because you want to leave the body under there.
They were wiggling from her eye socket.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's like when you hear those stories of people who find things in their ears.
Yeah, but this is bees in your eyes.
Oh.
The doctor pulled out two more bees from the woman's eye socket and another from her eyelid.
Can they sting you under there?
Oh, I think they probably could. Yeah.
Oh, so, how long has she had them in there?
Oh, I'm not sure. That's details that the report does not go into. The lesson here.
What is the lesson? Don't go sweeping tombs?
Yeah, don't go to the Qingming Festival. Or if you do, shut your eyes.
All right, that's us done for the day. Hughie and Kate continue the drive home. And if you want to see Tommy live at a very special show in Melbourne at Hamer Hall this Saturday night, go grab your tickets at tommylittle.com.au.
And Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now
at carrieandtommy.com.au. Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.